Interview with a Rubik's Cube.
Oh my God, it's you. I hate you.
Well, that's not very friendly. But it's okay. I get that reaction from a lot of people. And I understand your anger. You're frustrated. But don't feel bad about yourself because I have 43 quintillion possible variations. It's not easy. Erno Rubik, my inventor, took a month to solve me the first time.
Why did your inventor inflict you on the rest of us then?
He didn't, because he was in Soviet-controlled Hungary at the time. He was an architect who created me to help develop his students' sense of spatial logic and called me the Magic Cube. But an American toy company discovered his design and made a deal to start selling me all over the world in 1980. I became a cultural phenomenon. By 1983, I had an original children's cartoon series.
A cartoon series? How did that work?
Not well. Rubik, the amazing cube, was cancelled after just 13 episodes. In the cartoon, if somebody solved the puzzle, I became a magical cube with legs and a head. It was bizarre. Perhaps the person who suggested the concept had spent so long trying to solve me that they went a little crazy.
I know the feeling.
Look, some people manage just fine. Why don't you watch YouTube tutorials to learn some of the key moves? Then, if you get good enough, there's an entire sport of competitive speed cubing you can join. The current world record holder solved me in 3.47 seconds. It was quite humiliating. I hate that guy.